Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today, and we give you the praise and the honor and the glory, and we receive revelation from heaven through the Spirit of the living God. And we thank you in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen. I tell you, well, I can't tell you. I don't have words to express. That's one of the reasons I wanted you to see these broadcasts, because there is an anointing there that it is so powerful. What's going on all over Nigeria that's coming out of this great church there, and it's happening. Amen. It's just marvelous, and I especially want you to make the decision right now, I'm going to receive my healing today. I'm going to receive my financial miracle today. I believe I receive it. I'm going to receive it while I'm watching this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look at 1 John 4:18. There is no fear, say no fear. No fear. There is no fear in love. Well, of course not. God is love. See, your mind needs to be renewed to the point that anybody says love or says God, your mind says love. They say love, your mind says God. Where it's never separated. No fear in love. Well, of course not. God is love. No fear in Him. Couldn't possibly be. Amen? Now, you're born of God. Help me. You're born of love. Amen. I'm going to let you think about that a minute. You're not just born of God. You're not just born from above. When you're born again, you were born of love. Yeah. Love gave birth to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Oh, my. Now, there is no fear in love. Perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Now look at 1 John 2:5. But whoso keepeth his word, or keepeth his commandments, in him verily is the love of God perfected. You see that? All right. Now, chapter 4, verse 12. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Practice makes perfect. Can you see it? Practice, loving, perfects the love. Let me say it again. Practicing loving perfects the love that is within us. Yes. Romans 5:5. The love of God, who is love, has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of love. Hallelujah. Now, as you meditate on these things, look in the 13th chapter of Romans with me, please. Romans chapter 13 and we'll look at the 9th verse. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We love as he gave commandment. How did he give commandment? Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now listen to what else he said. Love one another even as I have loved you. Whoa. Jesus is saying, because God has shed abroad by the Holy Ghost his love in our hearts, in our born again human spirit, we have the same love in us that's in him. We have the same love in us that's in Jesus. Turn with me to the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. And look at the very last verse, the 26th verse of John 17. And I have, Jesus is praying just moments before he went to the cross. I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it. Now look at this. That the love wherewith thou, talking to the Father, thou hast loved me may be in them. That's unimaginable by the human mind. You have to grasp that by revelation from the Spirit of God. He said, Father, the love wherewith you love me, I'm going to that cross. And I am going to fix it. I am going to be made a curse there. And the love wherewith you, Father, have loved me may be shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Ghost. You see where those two scriptures come together? Romans 5, 5, John 17, 26. He said, that's what I'm going to go do. They didn't understand it that day, but they did after he did it. Love did that for you. But now, it's in there. Turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Even as, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Makes you want to sing. Thank you. Verse 31 Ephesians chapter 4. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. There it is again. Even as God. We can forgive just like God. You don't forgive because you feel like forgiving. You forgive because it's a commandment. Amen. We'll go somewhere with that in just a moment if we have time. But I want you to see this. Christ is not Jesus' last name. A lot of religious folks think it is, or they think it's some kind of title. No, it's a Greek word that never was translated. It's the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah. It literally means anointed. Now, why was Jesus called the Christ? Why was he called the anointed? It was not because they had a revelation of the fact that he was the anointed one. Now, Peter did. Thou art the anointed, son of the living God. See, that's what he actually said. He said, the King James says Christ. He said, you are the anointed. But why did they call him that? Because that's what he preached. Everywhere he went, Luke 4:18, we see the message, but he preached it throughout all Judea, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, he preached the Spirit of the Lord. He opened the book at what you and I know as the 61st chapter of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Now, what does that say in Greek? It says, for he has christened me. That's Greek anointed. For some reason, they chose not to translate it. So it got lost. 10th chapter of Isaiah. In that day, his burden shall be removed from off your shoulders, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing, God's burden removing, yoke destroying power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Jesus preached that very message throughout all Judea, everywhere he went. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Amen. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captive. Most people don't realize Jesus was and is a preacher. He preached. If you believed what he said, the anointing would meet you. If you didn't, it wouldn't. That's simple. It's that simple today. Amen. So now, look carefully at what he said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and to preach recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, which is supernatural debt cancellation. He preached it everywhere he went. So they called him the anointed. They didn't realize he was Messiah. They called him anointed because that's what he preached. What did they call John? The Baptist? His last name wasn't Baptist. He's John the Baptizer. He preached baptism. Do you remember the mother of the little woman that had him murdered? She said, bring me, she didn't call him John the Baptist. She said, bring me John Baptist's head on a plate. They called Jesus anointed because that's what he preached. They called John Baptist because that's what he preached. It's not rank. Of course, it's precious to us. Amen. But they didn't know who he was. But they believed him. The anointing was there. He preached as a prophet. Called himself a prophet. A prophet under the Abrahamic covenant because he said a prophet has no honor in his own hometown. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you getting something here? Hallelujah. Now, glory to God. Thank you. I said all that to get us back to Ephesians 4:32. Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for the sake of the anointing. We are the body of Christ. We are the body of that anointing. We are anointed carriers. That anointing, that burden-removing, yoke-destroying power is resident on the inside of every born-again child of God. We are carriers of it. We are of the body of the anointed. Amen? That anointing is in you right now. I can prove it to you from right there in 1 John. You have an anointing abiding in you now, John. And you know all things. Hallelujah. Does that send a thrill through you? It does me. My, my. I got to looking at my hands one day many years ago and I thought, whoa. I just read the scripture where he said, I will walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the revelation of that struck me. I could see it. There it is on the screen. I'll walk in them. I'll be their God. They'll be my people. The Spirit of God. He's not just in here. He's in your hands. He's in your legs. You have the mind of Christ. Translated. We have the mind of the Anointed One. Our minds have access to the same anointing that Jesus' mind was while he was in the earth. That's awesome. Love did that for you. Amen. Don't go around calling yourself dumb. Well, I just wish I wasn't so dumb. Well, shut up. That's the dumbest thing you did, calling yourself dumb. You have the mind. You have the mind of the Anointed One. Really? Yeah, really. Because he's in here. He's in here. Love himself is in here. And you have the strength and power to love the same as he does. You just don't know as much about it yet. But we're learning. Amen.
Amen.
We're learning. See? Hands. Say it.
I am
full
of
God.
Hallelujah.
And he walks in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's who we are. In Christ Jesus. Translated. That's who we are in the anointed one's anointing. Now, being tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, who is love, even as God, for the sake of the anointing, has forgiven you.
Yes.
Perfected love casteth out fear. You, me, anybody can manage fear. But love filled faith casts it out. No born again child of God has any business with fear on the inside of us. You don't have any more business being sick than you have business being in sin. And you don't have any more business having fear in you, because Jesus paid the price for it. It has been totally defeated. All we have to do is take up that authority. Amen. Satan starts running back up there. Let me ask you, what word are you standing on? Well, you know, Brother Copeland, I just believe God will heal me. That won't work here. What word are you standing on? Well, you know, not really anything in particular. Well, that's what you're going to get. Nothing in particular. Let the word fight its own fight. That word, his word, the word of faith, is filled with delivering power.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.